Federal Judge Richard Mach hears arguments today on whether to postpone next Monday's execution of convicted Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. McVeigh's lawyers say the federal government committed fraud upon the court by withholding more than 4,000 pages of documents from the trial. The Justice Department says none of the documents raises doubt about McVeigh's guilt, and there's no need to delay his execution a second time. Jeff Pagliuca is a Denver defense lawyer who's familiar with the case.
The government has a very forceful position, and I think that Mr. McVeigh is going to have a difficult job convincing Judge Mach that he should get a stay. He hasn't been able to point to anything new that might change the death sentence. And Judge Mach could very well say, there's nothing new here, we're going to carry on. But a judge generally will err on the side of caution in this situation, because not even a federal judge can bring somebody back from the dead. And the defense hasn't had a lot of time to look at all of the new evidence or to investigate it. But I think this is a very close decision, and it may be even too close to call.
Well, you're familiar with Judge Mach. You've practiced in his court for 20 years.
Yes.
How do you think he's going to react to this?
Judge Mach will have carefully studied all of the documents before him before the hearing. He's very independent. He really doesn't care whether his decisions are popular or unpopular. I think that he will be very upset and indeed even angry that the government has created this situation, that they didn't turn over these documents, that they waited much too long to turn over the evidence. And he's going to have some very harsh words for the government lawyers and the FBI. But unless there's some substance to these withheld documents that might impact Mr. McVeigh's situation, ultimately Mr. McVeigh's death sentence will stand, and he may get a brief reprieve here. But I don't think it's going to ultimately change the outcome of the case.
McVeigh's admission of the crime was made not in court, but to the Buffalo News. Will Judge Mach take that into account?
He will say that he's not taking it into account because it's not evidence before him. But I think that it is very difficult for anyone, even Judge Mach, to put that kind of information out of his mind. And I think that it's uncontroverted. I don't think that Mr. McVeigh's lawyers are going to be able to say, no, he didn't make those admissions. I don't think Mr. McVeigh would ever say that he didn't make those statements. And so it's going to be a hard thing to forget about.
If McVeigh's attorneys were to succeed, what would they have to do? What's the test for success in this case?
What they're going to need to do is show him that there is some good reason for a postponement. Judge Mach may look up and say, you've shown me enough, there's enough in these documents that I'm going to allow you additional time to investigate. But legally, they have a very difficult time, because really there should be some argument that whatever it is that they have would tend to either exculpate Mr. McVeigh or would minimize his punishment, and they haven't had that showing.
Jeff Pagliuca practices law in Denver.